The Jive Time Show with Donegal Airport. Fly to Glasgow from Donegal with Logan Air. Enjoy low-cost parking at Donegal Airport. Book now at loganair.co.uk.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the HSE has confirmed to Highland Radio that the dental clinic in Moville is not in operation. A Donegal senator says he's been abandoned by his party in the run-up to the European elections. A 15-metre sea survival training pool has been launched at the National Fisheries College in Greencastle, and the International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to stop its military offence in Rafah. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher brings the latest from the sporting world, and Colin Ferter has a nooked. Meanwhile, Donal Kavanagh will be giving a special report on the Letterkenny LEA pre-election debates hosted this morning on Highland Radio. The HSE has confirmed to Highland Radio that the dental clinic in Moville is not in operation. In a statement, they reiterated that patients will be treated in the recently opened Buncrana Primary Care Centre. They say the facility in Buncrana is fully compliant with infection prevention and control guidelines and has fully operational and modern X-ray facilities, meaning that patients no longer have to attend Letterkenny for X-rays. The dental service will still operate on a two-day-a-week basis. The health executive is urging those who are in pain or experiencing a dental emergency to get in touch with the dental department at St Connell's Hospital. A Donegal senator says he's been abandoned by his party in the run-up to the European elections. Senator Niall Blaney fears the lack of support from Micheál Martin and other senior personnel will hamper his campaign. He says the party seems to be in panic mode after agreeing to a three-candidate ticket in the Midlands Northwest region. It's his view that Fianna Fáil now sees intent on throwing himself and Senator Lisa Chambers overboard under backing Barry Cowan. Senator Blaney is urging people in the Northwest to cross party lines and lend him their votes, saying that Fianna Fáil is effectively giving up on representation for Connacht and the border counties.
Well, it pains me to have to do what I'm doing this morning. The fact of the matter is I've been battling with the party over the last 8 weeks to get national TV coverage. All I've asked for is the same treatment as everybody else. We've decided to run with three candidates in the Midlands North West, three in across the two other regions, six candidates in total, and I'm the only one of the six that is not getting any national exposure. Our leader has come out with one of our candidates endorsing him, confidently take a seat. The mistreatment of candidates by our party leadership is appalling. I've had enough of it, and that's why I'm coming out this morning to call it out. And I think it's completely unfair, given that we're the poorest region in Ireland. Infrastructure-wise, we're 218 out of 234 regions. If any region that we should be pushing as a Republican party, it's the region of Connacht and the border counties.
The perception is, the party leadership's belief is, that Barry Cowan is going to be elected, and your job and Lisa Chambers' job is to get him transfers. You believe that's underplaying the contribution you can make?
I'm not aware of any poll being taken on the border counties. I'm not too sure that there's a whole lot of it in Connacht either. Those polls do not recognise where my vote is held. And, you know, for a party that always says we don't jump to the polls, the only polls on election day, our party is now taking a stance that seems to be throwing two candidates overboard. But moreover, it isn't about myself or another candidate. It's about the region. This region has been left without proper representation in Europe for over 10 years now. And why would one with three candidates not give all of them an equal chance?
Bord Éisce Mhara and Ireland's Seafood Development Agency have launched a new 15-metre sea survival training pool at the National Fisheries College in Greencastle. The pool includes a wave machine, spray water and fans to simulate extreme weather conditions and will add to the extensive training infrastructure already in place at the college. The facility, worth over €2 million, was opened today by Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue.
Safety at sea is massively important for our fishing industry. And this now dedicated pool that has the equipment necessary as well to be able to provide this training is going to be a great enabler for the Fisheries College to be able to provide the necessary training to all in the fishing industry, as indeed many other marine sectors as well. So it's a really welcome addition to the Fisheries School in Greencastle. It means it can continue to be an anchor educational facility for our fishing industry nationally. And I was glad to be able to deliver the €2.1 million necessary to be able to see the project completed and open today.
The International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to stop its military offence in Rafah. The court said the humanitarian situation in southern Gaza has deteriorated further since its previous court order, adding the situation is disastrous. It's part of a request by South Africa, which is making a claim of genocide on the Palestinian people by Israel, something Israel denies. President of the ICJ, Judge Nawaf Salam, outlined the court's non-binding findings in The Hague earlier.
In conformity with the obligations under the Genocide Convention, Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah Governorate which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. On May 3, 2024, the spokesperson of the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warned that an assault on Rafah would put, I quote, hundreds of thousands of people at imminent risk of death.
The Taoiseach has reacted to today's ruling by the International Court of Justice. He says the fighting in Gaza must stop, regardless of any ruling.
Well, look, I think it's really important that all countries abide by the rulings of the International Criminal Court. That's why we have international courts, that's why we sign up. But, you know, regardless of any ruling, and I'm very respectful of the ruling, we don't need a court ruling to tell us that what is happening in Gaza, and the military incursion that may well happen in Rafah cannot. It needs to stop.
The R250 in Tullygay has reopened following a crash earlier this afternoon. Two cars were involved in the collision that happened at 1:30. It's unknown if any injuries were reported at this time. Updates are to follow as they come in. A woman has been charged to court following an assault in Letterkenny last night. It happened at around 10:30 on Paddy Hart Road. The woman in her 30s was arrested and is due to appear before Letterkenny District Court at a later date. Gardaí say the investigations are ongoing. There's a call on the Agriculture Minister to protect farmers from dominant food buyers. Minister Charlie McConnellogue is being asked to help stamp out the practice of supermarkets and other large farmers effectively forcing farmers to sell produce for below the cost of production. As part of that, IFA President Francie Gorman wants more legislative powers for the Agri-Food Regulator.
We're asking Minister McConnellogue to review the powers of the food regulator in light of Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's comments on the fact that farmers have been forced to sell food below the cost of production. There is now a food price observatory, an agri-food price observatory being set up at European level, and I think this gives the Minister an opportunity to review the powers of the food regulator and bring in additional powers to look particularly at the below cost purchasing from farmers.
People are being encouraged to avoid Errigal as an assessment of the path is due to take place in the coming days. Heavy rain displaced many parts of the pathway by shifting large stones, which have now been refitted and replaced. Speaking to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show, Josephine Kelly from Carjina Errigal is telling people to be patient ahead of the bank holiday weekend and the summer holidays.
We're getting into a very busy season and a lot of people are climbing the mountain, so we want to try and get it opened as soon as possible. We're just asking people, just for the moment, just to give us a little bit of time. We'll assess it all properly next week and we'll have a better idea then of what's going to be involved. We need to see who's going to do this piece of work now for us, if they're available, if, you know, does it have to go out to procurement again? You know, there's a whole lot of different questions that need to be answered. So there's not an immediate answer, but is it if we have a chance to have a look at it properly next week, and we look even as there are temporary solutions that we can put in that will allow people to climb again.
A system has been launched which allows Gardaí to check motorists' insurance by scanning their registration plates. Last month alone, over 1,800 vehicles were seized for uninsured driving. Ireland is among the European countries with the highest numbers of uninsured drivers. Around 188,000 motorists are on the roads without a valid policy. Minister for Justice Helen McEntee says the Garda Mobility app feature is having positive results so far.
To date, we have had thousands of cars taken off the road and impounded so far this year alone, where they haven't had insurance, where they haven't had NCT, where they're engaging in other types of dangerous driving or behaviours.
Thousands of people are expected to take part in this year's Relay for Life, which runs for 24 hours at the ATU campus in Letterkenny. It starts tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The event has seen an increase in the number of participants on last year, with 38 teams expected to start. Donegal Relay for Life chairman Seamus Devine said the event's about celebrating survivors, while also supporting the Irish Cancer Society carry out research and provide vital support services within the community.
But the whole event is survivor-based. It's an event for survivors celebrating their journey with their families, with their friends, and remembering that it's not been an easy journey. And look, our message this year, we've a theme for really this year, it's called Hope, and that's been a fundamental part of it. We've got an amazing group called the Survivors Choir. They perform at all the different functions, and most of them have been with us now from day one. It's a fantastic experience to listen to them on stage. The Luminarias Service, which is out at about 20 past 10 at dark, we're all candles. We'll have approximately 5,000 candles lit on the pitch that night. And then on Sunday, we have our patron, Daniel O'Donnell, as performing a concert for approximately 2 hours Sunday afternoon at 1:30. So we're looking forward to seeing a big crowd at that. Next year, we're hoping we're going to, no pressure now, but we're hoping next year we're going to have 50 teams. My biggest hope is to see every person that appears at Relay for Life this year will be with us this time next year. That will be our biggest hope.
And that gets underway tomorrow at Letterkenny ATU at 4 o'clock. We're going to go to a short break and we'll have sport right after. The time is 14 minutes past 5. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. And Finn Harps are back on the road in the SSE Airtricity League First Division tonight. Darren Murphy's side make the trip to play bottom side Kerry. After a spell where they found goals hard to come by, Harps have now scored 6 goals in their last 2 outings. And former Harps captain Keith Cowan says that will help the confidence of the forward players.
You know, we're kind of heavily reliant there on Tony McNamee for a few weeks. And, you know, one of our midfielders and one of our better players, you want them to chip in with the goals. But as I say, it was great to see success getting 2 last week. Sean O'Donnell, you know, getting the goal as well, gets him up and running for the season. It'll give him confidence, you know, starting the game. Young Max Johnson the week before against Longford, getting the goal. So, you know, the fact that there, look, you have a couple of different names on the score sheet, it will give them confidence. Hopefully they can kick on from that now.
John Drummy will be bringing us live updates here on Highland from the 7:45 kickoff in Kerry. Elsewhere, runaway First Division leaders Cork City welcome Treaty United. It's second against third as UCD travel to play Athlone Town and Wexford host Bray Wanderers. In the Premier Division, Derry City will look to bounce back after Monday's Premier Division defeat to Shamrock Rovers. This evening, they host a Sligo Rovers side that have only won once in their last 9 games. Derry boss Rory Higgins wants his side to move on by taking a victory in the North West Derby.
Our home form's been much better this year, and we need to try and maximise it and get the crowd right behind us, give them something to get behind, and try and get a big home win. But you've seen throughout the league campaign this year that there's results that throw up surprises to a certain extent, so nothing surprises in this league anymore really, so we need to be really well prepared and try and get a big home one.
Also in the top flight this evening, there's a Dublin derby at Talla Stadium where Shamrock Rovers host leader Shelburne. Dundalk go to Galway and Stephen Kenny goes in search of his first win in charge of St Patrick's Athletic as he faces his former club Bohemians. It's been reported that Erik ten Hag will be sacked as Manchester United manager regardless of the outcome of tomorrow's FA Cup final. The Dutchman has come under pressure after a poor Premier League season with United finishing in 8th place. Ten Hag's side play Manchester City in tomorrow's final at Wembley. Moving on to Gaelic games, and Jim McGuinness has named his team to face Tyrone in tomorrow's All-Ireland Championship round-robin clash at McCool Park. Donegal captain Patrick McBrearty has been named to start and is expected to replace Owen Ban Gallagher in the starting lineup. McBrearty was originally named to start in the Ulster final against Armagh, only to be replaced by Gallagher before throw-in. It is an otherwise unchanged team. All-Ireland winning captain Michael Murphy thinks Donegal will have a spring in their step after winning the Ulster title 2 weeks ago.
The one thing Donegal have going for them, I think Jim McGuinness would have alluded to a few times, is the confidence that they would have got from now being Ulster champions. You know, some teams, when they win something, they take a pressure with them. I think this team and Donegal team will actually gain a huge boost and a sense of confidence from being there and being there on merit, you know. And I think from all Donegal supporters' point of view, that's what we'll be hoping to kind of see come Saturday evening.
Tyrone have also named their team. Rory Canavan has come in to replace Cathal McShane, while Cormac Devlin also misses out. He's replaced by Ben Cullen in defence. Oisin Kelly, Martin McHugh and Brendan Devaney will have full match coverage here on Highland from the 7:15 throw-in tomorrow evening. There's action in the Donegal Senior Hurling League tonight as Setanta hosts St Unions. Dunloe go to Burt and Iruha Ballyshannon welcome Karen Dunna. And in football, there's one game in Division 2 this evening for Masters play St Nolls. All of those games are due to throw in at 8 p.m. In cycling, Stage 3 of the Ras Tailcin is in the books and it's been a good day for Oran Dugan. The Donegal cyclist came third in the stage behind second place John Buller and winner Cormac McGeough. Tom Jackson still leads the general classification, while Dugan's second top six finish in 3 days means he now sits second in the points competition. In cricket, Ireland have beaten the Netherlands in the T20 Tri-Nations Series in The Hague. The Irish posted a target of 161 for 6, with the hosts coming up 3 runs short in their chase. That's all from the Sports Desk today, but don't forget, we will have live updates of Finn Harp's trip to Kerry from 7:45. Have a good evening. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Augustinish and note the Colm Ferter.
Tronona why Dave Colm Ferter and Shalin a Prieveskelty. Tasha Barty Halair Shu a Yenov O score a Cha Lion Jacenya Shah Huggin Egman Le Halev Go Valshaher na Trolinchi a winnin La Planal a Tihiokta Sigiltuk Gan Telu Mulya. Major Larachus Connor Nagiliga to Trolinchi Planal a Geltukta Galta La Nismona Yav Lian Anus Egan Run Tihiokta August Run Nagiltukta Channel Her and Lair Shu Con Araja Harinch Erin Gair came Lanuna Tihiokta Sigeltukt, August Lehelev go Valshaher na Trorlinchi gan tell you mulle. Eg taku leshen leer shu ta Connor Nagiliga, Buanu, and Mehel Nashunta Planala Changa, a mask groupi ella. Tatesh Mohori Nagiltukta amon Archiokta, Lejai Voluntus, Fod Fadna Chira, Karhar Foil, Lahai Offigi Farberha, Bay. Barchaku Lonnie Igondigun and all Augusta Antolis Elig Egg Erfoil Exceived Tashimori Nigeltakta Tasashun play and a hort her aye Namor Keshtana a winning Leshen Teahan Igondigun and all a Hyonalu Egan Araclan Ingidor Iglahanye Shacked an Artelaz feed the me Valtanya Crailfer and Session Bior TG Kahar Session Publi at On a caifer clarter or deuce by it, a levesa locked fecana, tagaholus egg sieve ballot servicia negeltacta and clahan lia. Sholu a clar urnua de van fiontrihe geltacta erna malaf a horhi spragu ogus jesh de cade goliai band geltacta, har trevsha tribliana, tusakar lena nashtur fentriocta. Eertar Ermara Geltukta na Ichina Talonihe Sigeltukta Ugurs Gorwail Lofa Ave Lonihe and Shin Gobuan Dol Goji and Save M Power Program Bunkai Con Eretha Suyenev Erin Clar Shin Mahodsha Illegulier Slan August Bannocht
Gar my Hugget Column. Now, Highland Radio's series of local election debates continue today with 8 candidates from the 7th-seat Letterkenny electoral area. They joined Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show. Donal Kavanagh brings a special wrap report.
Councillor Donal Coyle said he'll be pressing for infrastructural improvements, particularly in the vicinity of Bonagee.
Our community deserves strong, compassionate leadership and decisive action on the issues that matter most to all of us. Key projects like the Bonagee Link and Bridge are critical for easing congestion and improving connectivity, and I am committed to making them a reality. Our infrastructure needs also include the Bonagee and Woodland sewage system to ensure a cleaner, healthier environment for all.
Councillor Kieran Brogan stressed the level of investment in public projects in Letterkenny in the past 5 years, saying he wants that level of funding to continue.
We've received record levels of funding. We've received in the around $30 million for the Letterkenny regeneration projects, which have involved the Cathedral Quarter, the old courthouse, a brand new transport hub, and indeed the old ESB site where we intend to build the new office buildings that'll create a lot of jobs in the Alpha and the Beta. A lot of great work happening, but a lot more to do as well. And the outlying areas of Manor Cunningham that received the funding as well for the town and village renewal, and indeed Church Hill in the 20 areas too.
Enthus Mary T. Sweeney said that having come close in 2019, she believes the party has been making a difference in Letterkenny.
I've spent 4 years working very hard since the last election, where I was unsuccessful on the last count. I think Aintu have made a different mark around the county and the town. We've been seen to be honest and upfront and accountable. We're not afraid to challenge. And I think that perhaps politics now, because it's so Dublin-centric, has left out the rural communities, the towns, the villages, and discussions and communication have stopped happening. And we really need to get back to those grassroots levels of communicating and listening to our people.
Independent candidate Selena O'Donnell identified homelessness as a priority, saying she's approaching the issue from the perspective of experience.
I am currently homeless myself, as there are 13,000 people currently homeless in Ireland. And among that 13,000, there are 4,000 homeless children. I think it is important that the homeless and potentially homeless population is represented at the council. I hope by running in this election, I give heart to anyone who is currently homeless or at danger of becoming homeless. And I have a message for any homeless people listening. Keep your head up. It is not your fault you're homeless. Don't let homelessness hold you back. Keep moving forward and you will get through it.
Independent candidate Toiba Ahmed said she wants to empower the marginalised.
I want to empower the people who are marginalised and the minority. And I want to support our people, you know, who are struggling with their daily life, like single parents, people with mental health, some, you know, families with youth and abuse of the drugs. And being in that situation, I listen to real people, real stories, and also supporting anyone who needs the empowerment, like asylum seekers. And I think unity is the best thing to thrive.
Independent candidate Declan Jordan said he wants to do for Letterkenny what the Healy Rays have done for Kerry.
I, like everyone else, love everything there is to love about Letterkenny and want what's best for the town, for the people that live and work here. I'm not ashamed to say that the outlook on my political future, if any, in Letterkenny, I would describe as Healy Ray-like. I put Letterkenny and our county at the top of my priority list, and if elected as a proud townie of Letterkenny, it'll be the forefront of my 5 years in the chamber, which will lead me into our infrastructure, developing places like our main street and our lower main street. We've heard election after election that we'll be developing our main street, and it's never ever happened. It's always been put in the long finger.
Councillor Michael McBride highlighted his record, saying what he is offering is consistency.
I have consistently worked hard for all my constituents, both in the rural areas and in the urban area. I have consistently voted against any rise in both the local property tax and the business rates. I have consistently voted with and supported the people affected by defective concrete blocks, both inside the chamber and on the streets. I have consistently brought motions to council for the betterment of the people of the area that I represent.
Sinn Féin candidate Sandra Haughey is a defective block homeowner and believes her party is the only one which can meaningfully resolve the issues.
Like many of the people of Donegal, I live in a defective concrete home and I want redress and justice for those affected by this crisis. This is not of our doing. We are the innocent in this. We bought in good faith, and that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons I'm standing for Sinn Féin. Voting for Sinn Féin, in my opinion, is the only path for 100% redress. We need a clear message to the government in this election. We need to send a message that the people of Donegal will not be treated like second-class citizens any longer.
You can watch the debate back on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, or on our website, highlandradio.com.
And a reminder that the European and local debates have been taking place all week on Highland Radio. If you want to watch any of those back, you can do so on our website. Looking now to weather, mainly cloudy this evening with patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle. To conclude this evening's news, the HSE has confirmed to Highland Radio that the dental clinic in Moville is not in operation. A Donegal senator says he's been abandoned by his party in the run-up to the European elections. Bord Éiscíogharra and Ireland Seafood Development Agency have launched a new 15-metre sea survival training pool at the National Fisheries College in Greencastle, and the International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to stop its military offensive in Rafah. That's all for now. We'll be back again with all the latest news headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, May 24th. The death has taken place of Grania Duggan, West Town, Tory Island. Remains are reposing at her home on Tory Island. Removal from there on Sunday the 26th of May for 12 noon mass in St. Columbkills Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Agnes Gallagher, Tully Ard Road, Glenties, formerly of Ballycashel, Ardra. Remains reposing at her late residence until 11 p.m. and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until removal at 5:30, arriving at St. Connell's Church, Glenties at 5:45 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral mass there at 1 p.m. on Sunday, with burial afterwards in Ardra Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Kathleen Porter, 13 Hillcrest, Ardravan, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 9:15 a.m, going to St. Mary's Oratory for 10 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. House private from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member. Funeral mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to islandradio.com.